You may be seated. Open your Bibles. First Kings, chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies. As it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel." Praise God. Talk a little bit about fathers. Father is a model. A father is one who warns. A father is a teacher. A father is a comforter. A father is a lover. A father is a guide. A father is strong in the midst of the storms when others won't even be there. The father's there. David is talking about fatherhood here. He's talking about passing a legacy onto his household, onto his son. And he is warning him to do the same thing that he has been doing when he was living. Because he said, I'm no longer going to be here much longer. So I'm just going to remind you, son, to keep the judgments, to keep his statutes, to keep the commandments of the law, keep walking in his way. And when you walk in the way of the Lord, he will guide you and lead you and direct you. I don't care how bad your family looks or what it's going through. I don't care how much sickness is in your family. I don't care how much unrest or disturbance is in your family. But as long as you stand on the word of God and you live holy before him, somebody is going to lift you up as that model. Glory to God. And when they see how strong dad was, when they see what dad done, when they see how dad went through, glory to God, then they'll begin to take notice, and then they'll begin to stand up, and then they'll begin to make wise decisions just like the father made. I'm here to tell you today, the father was always God Almighty. Glory to God. He loved his son. That's why the scripture said he talked down from heaven. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Glory to God. The father is pleased at the son. I'm telling you one thing. The father gonna always be a father. I don't care what the son does. I don't care what the daughter does. I don't care what the family does. The father is a father. Glory to God. He can't change that. So you might as well go ahead and just be that father. Glory to God. The one that God called and the one that God raised up to be head of the household. Hallelujah. Seem like today that the mothers are carrying more load than the fathers because the fathers are not there. That doesn't alleviate the fact that you're a father, because the scripture said we're going to stand before God and give an account of the deeds done in the body in this earth. So you may run, but you can't hide. I don't know about you. I'm not trying to hide. I'm trying to be true to God. And let me tell you something, Father, when you're true to God, don't worry about your family, glory to God. You just live holy before God, glory to God. And it's going to pass on down through that bloodline. It's going to pass on down through that family. I don't care if it's 40 years later. I don't care if it's 30 or 20 years later. It's going to affect that family, glory to God. David's family was all messed up, glory to God. That was a lot of his sister's son, glory to God. He was a bad image, glory to God. That was Abner and Absalom, and all of those was bad in that family, glory to God. But what did David do? He said, I delight myself in the Lord, and I meditate in this word day in and day out, glory to God. And when I do according to all word, so shall I prosper, and so shall I be in good health. Glory to God. It's because the Father, Father, if you stand up and live holy before God, glory to God, God will have leniency on your family, and God will care for your family. I don't care how unholy they are. God got his hand up on them, and can't no man sift them like wheat. Glory to God. Why? Because you're standing holy and uprightly before God. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. David, he said, he charged his son. He said, be strong. Be courageous. Become strong. A father's a help. A father's the one who repairs. He's a repairman. A father's a repairman. A father can comfort where no one else can. The children are going to come to the father one time or another for some questions. But it's up to the father to deal wisely in the decision. The children are going to come to the father, and they're going to ask many things. They might not agree with what the father's going to tell them, but that seed is planted, glory to God. And when the seed is planted, it's going to bring forth a harvest. And that harvest is the truth. And the Bible says, if you know the truth shall make you free, glory to God. Somewhere down the road, that seed that the father planted in that son or that daughter, glory to God, will bring forth the salvation of the Lord, glory to God. Somewhere down the line, glory to God, it will cause them to turn away from sin and turn unto God. Why? Because the father waxed strong, and the father was courageous, and the father sit and he talked and he repaired and he lifted up and he encouraged and he loved and he kept on being a father. He might have stored away sometime and cried in his sorrow and in his tears, glory to God, but he knew, glory to God, that if he trusted in the Lord with all his heart and lean not to his own understanding, glory to God, that Father God will move in the nick of time and in due season upon his family. Hallelujah. He charged his son. Charged him to do what? To keep the faith. Charged him to be a guard. A father is a guard. Father, I'm to my G-U-A-R-D. A father's a guard. He watches over. A father's one who observes. Father observes all things. He pay attention to what's going on. A father will discipline, not with a hatchet all the time, but he'll discipline. I don't know about you, but I got the customary thing a lot of time, that customary discipline. See, God is concerned about all of that. That customary discipline was that, in my days, was the switch and the stick and anything that they can get their hands on when you weren't acting right. That was the customary and the traditional way. But let me tell you something. It was honored by God. As long as you didn't knock them out or kill them, glory to God. What did the scripture say? Train up a child the way it should be, glory to God. If you don't chastise them, they're going to chastise you. You are the head, not them. You are the teacher, not them. They are the students. They are the audience. But if you do it right, fathers, if you teach right, glory to God, they're going to hear you, glory to God, and they're going to hold fast to what you said to them, glory to God, and they're going to live according to what you said to them and based upon what you said to them. So I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, keep the charge, glory to God, keep the good fight, glory to God, keep praising God, glory, keep praying to God, keep lifting up your family, glory to God, keep doing the customary thing, keep doing all of those things, glory to God, that requires to keep a family together, and God will be in the midst of it. And when God is in the midst of it, glory to God, the enemy can't move, glory to God. The enemy can't come in and sift like wheat, glory to God. Why? Because you trust in the Lord, and you lean not to your own understanding, but you lift him up in the situation. And when you lift God up, he said, I never fail thee, neither will I forsake thee. I'll be with you even until the end of time. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. A charge. The father takes heed. It's a service, father. It's a service. It's a duty. David was a servant of the Lord. He didn't have salvation then, but he knew his God. It says the Lord was there also, Jehovah. The Lord, thy God. The Lord Jehovah and God Elohim, who created everything. That same God was God Jehovah in covenant relation to all those that he created. So, Father, we got a relationship with God. Your family's got a relationship with God. Your family, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care if they're not praying, but you pray, glory to God. And God is going to hear your prayer concerning your family. And God is going to lift up your family concerning your standing, concerning your walk with him, glory to God. God is going to take care of your family concerning what you do and based upon what you do, Father. Just be a father, glory to God. And Father God will be your father. He will be the ultimate truth. He will be the one that will direct you. He will be the one that will instruct you. He will be the one that encourage you. He's going to be the one that give you strength and give you power. Glory to God. That's what David is talking about. He's talking about the obligation. He's telling his son that he's going to be obligated to do these things, to stand up on the commandments and keep the commandments of the Lord. And as long as he do these things, he said he will prosper in every way and everything that he touches. That's what he's telling his son. So we got to lift up our family. Fathers that don't have that little piece of paper that say you're married, but you have children by the woman, you're a father, and you're responsible. Those that not married, don't have any children by anybody, you also can be a father. You can be a model, because somebody that don't have a father will look unto you and look up to you for some instructions and for the right thing to do. They'll lean on you, and then there's families that are all torn apart, that the fathers ain't doing what they're supposed to do, and the mothers ain't doing what they're supposed to do, and the children are running rampant. Guess what? The children are going to go to another role model. It might be the dope man, glory to God. It might be the alcoholic. It might be a murderer, glory to God. But they're going to find somebody to lean on. They're going to find somebody to try to get some wisdom from. And if they haven't seen anything in their family, glory to God, the wisdom that the dope man is going to give them, it's going to be all right, glory to God. Because there's nothing at home, glory to God. But when you stand up on the word of God and you live that word of God and you pray, God, and you discipline your children, and you counsel with your church, and you counsel with your household, glory to God, God will step in and God will do what he's supposed to do in the nick of time. Hallelujah. All of those that wasn't no good in David's household, God took care of them. You don't have to worry about it, glory to God. God will take care of it. If you pray and ask God to save your children, put it in his hand. Stand on that word. It might be 20 years later or 40 years later, and one day you might hear from them and they'll call you up and say, Dad, I'm saved, glory to God. I'm going to church now. It might not be the same church you're going to, glory to God, but the seed that you planted 40 years ago has came up, glory to God. You might have forgotten about it. You might have warded it off, and you said, well, he ain't going to make it, glory to God. And one day you're going to get that phone call that is going to let you know that the seed that you stood up on came from the sincereness of your heart. And that's what God's honor, glory to God. He looks up on the heart. And when you pray believing, when you pray glory to God from the sincerity of your heart, God received those prayers. That's a seed that you planted in your family, glory to God. And the seed is going to come up in your family. It might come up here. It might come up there, glory to God. But it's going to prosper when it comes up, glory to God. God said, my word shall not come back unto me, boy, but it shall prosper where I send it, and it shall accomplish that which I please, glory to God. When God stands up on his word, it's a sure word, glory to God. And when God speaks a thing, it's going to come to pass, glory to God. And when God, this word that he has written, this word that he has spoken, this word that he has lived, this word that he has bestowed in us, it's going to come to pass, glory. father will speak unto the father, and the father will speak through the father unto that family. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. He told his son, he said, charge you. He said, be a man. Be a man. Face up to being a man. That means being strong. That means being wise. Not in your own deceit, but be wise unto God and lift him up. See, a lot of people don't see your family sometimes. They don't see God like you see it because you're saved. And so, but they're going to hear it because God is speaking through you to them. They're getting it. I remember when I was teaching the children, and when I was teaching the children class, I started out with the little ones. I think they were like 3 and 4. I enjoyed that class. I got 4 boys myself. And I enjoyed that class. And then the pastor moved me, put me in another class. I think they was like 7 and 8. And then he moved me again, put me in another class. It was the teenage class. I wanted to tell the pastor, just let me go back to the 3 and the 4s. Seemed like I had control when I was there. I could raise my voice a little bit and they'll behave. But them teenagers, they'll just get wild. They'll go a little further. So I asked God one day, I said, God, you move me. I asked God that. I said, God, is they really, they ain't hearing nothing. They throwing spitballs. I report them, they come back next Sunday, throw 2 or 3 more. I said, God, they are not hearing this. And one day God spoke to my heart when I was ministering across the street. He said, they heard every word that you said. He said, the seed is planted in them and it's going to come up. Sometimes it's rough, Dad. Sometimes you feel like giving up. Don't tell me that never crossed your mind. You feel like sometimes, some feel like just walking off. Some feel like, you know, the so-and-so with it. I'm going to get up out of here. Some are saying, well, just let everything just go to pot. I don't care if it go turn bad, if everything, if the house fall down around it. But then God will speak to your heart. Like David was speaking to his son. He told him to continue in God's ways. God will speak to your heart and tell you to continue in his ways. To keep doing good, glory to God. To keep lifting up. To keep praying, glory to God. This is a fight, glory to God. That's why I said be a man, glory to God. If you're going to fight, fight, glory to God. If you're going to stand on the word of God, stand on the word of God. God has never, his word has never failed anybody. Show me some place where God's word failed, glory to God. And I'll show you somebody who wrote this Bible is a liar and it don't have any business in there, glory to God. But everywhere I read, glory to God, God's word is sure, glory to God. It has never failed. It has never forsaken anybody. It has never let anybody down, glory to God. And in spite of all of the evil, glory to God, in the family, glory to God, God is always up on the one that know him and that stand up on his word and that keep his charge, glory to God. He's always there in the midst of it all. He's still there committing his love, glory to God, in that family and through that father, glory to God. God never fails in his love. God never turned his back in his love, glory to God. He's always commending that love. But he just needs somebody who's going to be a man. He needs somebody that stands strong. He needs somebody that won't back down, glory to God. That's who God is looking for. And when God finds that man, God will do wonders in that family. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. He said, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, Jehovah God, Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper and in all that thou do. I don't know about you, but I want to prosper in everything I do. I don't get upset when it doesn't happen, but it's an obligation. You ain't going to prosper in everything that you put your hands to. Glory to God. Because everything ain't ice cream and cake. Most of it is a trial. Most of it is something you got to go through to get something. Glory to God. God ain't going to hand you no ice cream spoon and no cake, glory to God. But he's going to put you in harm's way. He's going to put you in the valley, the crooked places, glory to God. He's going to put you in the dark places, glory to God. He's going to put you in difficult situations and see how much you're going to stand up on his word. And when you stand up on his word, glory to God, it might be a period of time. You might go through it for a long time, glory to God. But if you stay true to God, he'll be true to you, glory to God. And in the end, glory to God, you'll win. In the end, you'll come out, glory to God. In the end, you'll prosper, glory to God. In the end, you'll be strong. In the end, you'll be glorified by the power of God. Hallelujah. Come on and give it some praise. Praise God. Let me hurry. It says, verse 4, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if your children. See, they got to do it, Father. Just because we speak it, they got to do it. But the point is that you planted the seed. And guess what? The seed got to come up. That's what I like about it. God guard his word. And he puts us here to guard that word. How do we guard it? We trust in him. And we believe what we said when we went to God. Glory to God. And God has got the word guarded in your family. That seed that you planted. He's the one, glory to God. We may water it. We may plant it. We may water it, glory to God. But God is the one that's going to give the increase, glory to God. So, Father, your obligation is to still stand and to still be that man and to still be strong. Glory to God. Oh, they might end up in jail. They might end up here. They might end up there. But be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, glory to God. And when you are strong in God, you're going to prosper, glory to God. You're going to see your family, glory to God, rise up in the admonition of God. And they're going to be strong. And they're going to have something to pass on to their family. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Closing. He said that your children take heed to their way to walk before me in truth and with all their heart and with all their soul. Let me tell you something about David. David wasn't perfect. So I know his son detected a little mistakes that he made sometimes. I detected some mistakes that my father made. But guess what? Because of the customs, I didn't question him. If I'd have questioned him, I'd have got part of that custom. The stick, axe handle, anything that he could put their hand on. A lot of people today say you shouldn't chastise and discipline your children that way. Glory to God. I got it, glory to God. I mean, I got it good. I got some stripes on my back, glory to God, from that peach tree switch. And a peach tree switch don't break, it just bends. And they grow long, glory to God, so you can run, but they can reach out and get you. But I never ended up in jail. I never ended up on drugs, alcohol is drug. I was a drunk and when I was 19 to about 24. Maybe a little older than that. I indulged in alcohol. I never murdered anybody. I went to jail one time because I was lottering on the corner. I used to live over down the west side on McGraw and Lawton. And they took us down to station down there. Put us in that bullpen. And I made up in my mind dead that I was never going to be locked up in my life. See, that was some of the seed that my father had put in me. He said, son, he said, try to do right all the time, and you won't have nobody fooling around with you or messing with you. So that part of the seed come up. Because after that, I've never been in jail. They let us out. We was only in a few hours. Glory to God. What I'm saying is that the seed is going to come up. Father, you just have to wax strong in the word. That's what he's telling. David is telling his son. He said, you continue in that word. Fathers, continue in the word of God. It's going to come to pass. All hell is going to break loose. See, that part has got to come. If it hadn't not come, then it wouldn't have been. But it's got to come. Now, that don't mean you have to go looking for it. I don't look for it. But when it comes, you got to be prepared to do wisely. You got to prepare not to break apart. You see, when the family go wrong or do something wrong and go all haywire, the father got to be, he got to be that man. He got to walk strong and stand strong. He's got to be able to straighten it out. He's got to be able to repair. He's got to be able to teach them in the heat of the battle. That's what the father is for. And David is saying, I'm on my way out of here. But I charge you. He said, I charge you to keep this word. In other words, he was warning him. If you don't keep this word, like it says, if your children will walk in it, they'll prosper. But if they don't, they won't. That's what he was telling his son. He said, I charge you, I'm warning you, if you don't continue in this word, you'll never prosper. And you never have good success. Hallelujah. No way of getting around this. He was telling his son to continue in this word. Let me tell you something. When we get to heaven, there ain't going to be no testimonies. There ain't going to be, glory to God, no judgment, glory to God. There ain't going to be no commandments when we get to heaven. The testimonies are made for down here, glory to God. The commandments are made to live down here, glory to God. The judgments, that means doing wise and making the right decision because you're dependent upon God is right down here on this earth. That's why he said when we stand before him, we got to give account of the deeds that's done down here in the earth, in this body, glory to God. But when we get to heaven, glory to God, when we get home, there's only going to be one thing going on, and that's going to be praise around the throne, glory to God, lifting up God, praising his name and glorifying his name, just like the angel said, Hosanna, Hosanna, glory to God. They're going to lift him up. This is God, glory to God. This is the might that's in the earth. This is the power that's in the earth. This is the power that's in the family. This is the power that's in the Father. So lift up Jesus and hold that to the profession of your faith, and God will see it through. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Homo Moshaka. Being a man, glory to God, is when you cry sometimes. Some men, they are so stubborn, they won't shed no tears. But I don't know about you, I cry sometimes, not because I'm so hurt. I cry because I don't want to see the hurt in my family. But I know this one thing, that God is a God that gathers us the tears, glory to God. Our God is one that takes care of everything. And if you stand up on his word, glory to God, God said everything. He was telling everything that you do, my son, when you walk in it, glory to God, you're going to prosper and you're going to have good success in all of your ways. Hallelujah. Come on and give it some praise. Everyone stand. I'm going to ask everyone come down front. Bring your families and come down front. We're going to anoint you. Praise God.